New Year, man.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Alive, alive. Alive forevermore. Only those that are saved can sing that song. Those that have been born again. Those that have become a new creation in Christ Jesus can sing that song. You are singing a song which is alive. Are you alive yourself?
Amen.
The Bible says the first Adam was made a living soul. But the second Adam was made a quickened spirit. If you want to see what is called quickening, how many of you are driving a car? Yeah. When you turn your key on and you start it, go and touch the positive wire. And you will see what will happen. You'll be what? You'll be quickened. You'll be alive. You will never be walking like a dead man. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are alive. Because whom that we are serving is not dead. He's not dead, he's alive. So you too should be alive. Who was here this morning? Did you enjoy the preaching? I think we can all get up and go home. Because the man preached my sermon this morning. That was the sermon about dead I was going to preach. And this morning, I heard him preaching about dead. And I tell you, I was shaking in my seat there. I said, boy, what am I going to offer unto these people tonight? Lord, somebody has preached my sermon. Hallelujah. But he's able. And yesterday I was not thinking to be on this pulpit. But I was in one of Potidan's shop. I was shopping. And while I was shopping, I met a few friends of mine that I used to attend churches with, but they are religious people. And when I saw them, I was going to shake hands with them, and God said, no, don't go near them. And I said, God, why? He said, they are dead. They are dead. They are religious. If you go there, something will happen to you. So take another way and get far away from them. You know, when somebody has a contagious disease, you don't get fellowship with him. You will be affected. So I took another side and I was going through the shop and my phone rang. And when I was going to listen to the message, it cut off. Second time it cut off. The third time I received the message. And the message said, will you be able to preach tomorrow? And that struck me straight ahead why Jesus was warning me not to get in touch with the religious people. Because if I had been with them, I would go and join them talking nonsense, talking about the world, talking about the pleasures, talking about what is going on. And as children of God, God doesn't want us to speak things which are negative. Every word that proceeded out from your mouth should be powerful, should be deliverance, should be healing, should be salvation. Hallelujah. According to the word of God, the Bible says, he that is sent by God speaketh God's word. You don't talk like the way people are talking. You don't reason with them. You don't have contact with them. Be ye separated, as the Bible says. We are separated people. We are born again people. We are redeemed people. The price of God that God paid to redeem you and me is too great for you to play about with it. It's too great to mess around with it. Now I want to tell you that take your Christianity so serious from now on. Tonight, I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You meet people all around every day. When you ask them, are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. Are you born again? I'm born again. Are you redeemed? Yes, I'm redeemed. By the actions of their life, that doesn't speak what they say. We are going to see something here tonight. Turn to your Bible, Matthew chapter 8. I said tonight we are going to talk about healing. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. Oh, Jesus, pour your spirit right now and touch your people. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife, mother, laid and sick of fever. What is going on now at this present moment? Fever, influenza, plague, pestilence, sickness, you name it, cold is going on at this present moment. There should have been many people in the church today, but see what the devil, I'm glad the brother said it this morning. He hates the devil. I hate the devil myself. I hate the devil. See what he's doing. Jesus came into Peter's house and he found Peter's wife, Martha, sick with fever. How many of our members are now suffering fever and all kinds of cold? And yet still they are blaming God and say, God has given me this sickness. That is a religious talk. That is the talk from hell. That is not God's message. God would never lay any sickness upon you, because as the work that Jesus did is in vain. Jesus came into the house and he found what? He found Peter's mother's wife lying down on the bed, covered with blankets, everything. He'd taken all the drugs and sweat was coming out from her. And the Bible says he touched her. He touched her. He didn't even pray. He didn't even pray for the woman. What a mighty God we have. What a Savior we have. What a healer that we have. He's still the same yesterday and today, forever. Whenever he came and saw her lying down in bed, covered with blanket, he didn't ask Peter, what is happening to her? I don't know why Peter didn't tell Jesus about her mother-in-law. Sometimes I try to ask myself, why? Sometimes it is hard to live with the in-laws. Maybe it was a disagreement and he didn't tell Jesus about it. But when Jesus went to the house, he found that there was something wrong in the house. But Jesus didn't go too far about the affairs. You see, sometimes Jesus doesn't want to get involved in so many things. But he knew. He knew the old devil has tried to do something. So the Bible says straight ahead, he didn't tell nobody what he was going to do. He was straight to the woman. And then touch and left her. And that moment, the Bible said the power, the anointing, the Holy Ghost fire, the miente through that woman so that he got up straight away. And he started to minister to them. That is faith in action.
Amen.
That is what we call faith with works. Amen. He didn't go back to lie on the bed, but he got up and started to minister to them, trying to prepare food and everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The reason why I'm preaching this, it happened to me this week. I was in the house and every message I received was, Dad, I'm sick. Dad, I've got flu. Dad, I can't sleep. that my head is every from the least to the great. They were all attacked by the devil with influenza. But there was one particular girl, my granddaughter. He said, "Dad, I can't sleep. I'm sweating. I'm dying." And I said, "Hey, you are dying. Then I will bury you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I said, "Do you have your phone with you?" He said, "Yes, granddad." I said, "Put it in your ears." And I started preaching to her that he shouldn't believe what the devil is telling her, that he should believe what I was telling her. And this is what I read. Matthew chapter 8. I read that chapter 8 verse 14. I said, "Look here, you are complaining about headache and all this." You see, there was in the Bible a woman who had the same problem with you, like yours. But Jesus touched her and he was made whole. Amen. And went.
Amen.
That very moment I said, "Put your hand upon your head. Believe." Friends, we are not playing with churches here. This place is a place of redemption.
Amen.
It's a place of deliverance. If only you believe the word of God that is preached in this place and mix it with your faith, you see miracles.
Amen.
I pray for my granddaughter and I say, "Hey, devil, I hate you. You can't kill my child. Take off your hand from her. I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I claim the blood upon you."
Amen.
"And I destroy you in Jesus' name." Because Jesus has given authority to do it. I said, "How do you feel?" Say, "That I feel well. I feel well. I'm all right now." I say, "Yes, I know you're all right. You're all right." Because the devil is afraid of the name of Jesus. That very hour, you know what he did? She got up, washed herself, went to Craig Avenue Shopping Center, and started shopping. She get home, he said, "Dad, praise God, I'm healed." Hallelujah. What did the Bible say? In Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent. There are times Jesus doesn't heal the people far away, but he sent his way to heal them. Hallelujah. The centurion man came to him and said, "My servant is lying home dying, Jesus. Come and heal him." And when Jesus said, "Yes, I'm coming," he said, "No, I have something to tell you." He said, "What?" He said, "Don't come. Stand where you are. Send forth your word, and my servant shall be healed." Hallelujah. He said, "I am a man of authority. People are under me. They obey me. They do what I tell them. When I tell them, go here, they go. Go there, they go." He said, "I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. So you stand where you are and send forth your word, and my servant shall be healed." Hallelujah. And Jesus was shook by that statement. He said, "My, I have never seen and Israel. I have never found that. He said the children of this world are more wiser than the children of the kingdom. He said they will come from east and west and stay and sit with Abraham. And the very children of God will be cast into the lake. Why? Because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Jesus said, "Go, your servant liveth." Friends, when the man started to walk towards his house, two men came out of the house. They rejoiced in me. Message. They said, "He's all right.
Amen.
He's well. He's healed. He's believed." Many are the affliction of God's children, but God sent his way and healed them all.
Amen.
And delivered them from their destruction. If we can only believe God and believe the word of God and act upon the word of God, there will be no sickness. There will be no pain. There will be no affliction. Because he is still the healer.
Amen.
He is still the deliverer.
Amen.
He is the restorer. Whatever the devil meant it evil, he changes it. He changes it. Hallelujah. What more can I say about the woman who had an issue of blood? Mark chapter 5. The Bible said this woman has spent all money. The money that he has saved for the future, he spent it because of sickness. And you are sitting here thinking that sickness comes from God. No. It came from the devil. John chapter 10 verse 10. The thief cometh not. A thief doesn't come to your house to play hide and seek with you. To play joy with you. He come to steal. If he can't kill you, he will murder you and take what you belong to you. That is what the devil is. The devil came to kill and to destroy and to steal. The devil has displaced this woman in a position that he couldn't get into crowd, press, you name it. And he didn't have fellowship because of his sickness. But listen here. Listen how faith can bring deliverance to you when you decide by yourself, not allowing somebody to decide for you. One day, this woman heard that Jesus was passing by. I like that song. I think we will sing it after meeting. Jesus is passing this way.
Amen.
Jesus was passing on her way. And that very particular moment, he sat there and thought about everything. How the doctors have deceived her, how they have tricked her and saved every money that he had. Everything that he had. And one day, he heard a noise. going, they said, Jesus is passing.
Yes.
He's passing on your way. Tonight, Jesus is passing.
Amen.
Tonight, Jesus is
on
your side. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In that very moment, the Bible says, he took courage. He took faith. He took boldness. He took a zeal. He took determination. He said, now is my time. Today is my day. I will not allow this day to pass me by. I am going. I know I'm forbidden not to be in the crowd because of my sin. But my faith says, go and touch the hem of the garment of the master, and thou shalt be made whole. Oh, what a miracle! What a faith! He took that decision. He stood upon that decision and he said, I'm going. He went. And when he went, he saw a press. You know, we are pressed in this world. They will press you down. They will prevent you from what you want. But she determined in her heart, no matter what time, rain or shine, I'm going through and touch the hem of the garment. And the Bible says, they started to push you, shorten the hem, doing all sorts of things, and they kept on going. He didn't tell anybody what issue he had. Press on. Press in. Press on. And the very woman had a chance. He bent down and took the help. He didn't want even to speak to Jesus. He said, only if I can touch the hem of the garment. That is what we call point of contact. Point of contact. You people are sitting here, you have so many points of contact for God to release. He is blessing upon you, but you are not acting upon it. A point of contact is what you think about to do for Christ to manifest his glory in your life. Christ himself believed in point of contact.
Amen.
The blind man who was sitting by the wayside, what did he do? He spit on the ground and made it clear.
Right.
And touched his eyes. He said, come, touch your eyes. And when he came back, he said, what is it? How is it? He said, I see men like a trees. Hallelujah. He said, one more time, I'm praying for you. He prayed again, and that man was in his sight. Hallelujah! So this woman pressed through the press, came to Jesus, bent down, touched the hem, and the virtue that was in Jesus ran through her like electricity.
Amen.
And dried up every sickness, every pain. He was free. He was free. But something happened to Jesus that very hour. The Bible said Jesus turned. He said, who touched me? And Peter, you know, Peter is very forward. He said, Jesus, what are you talking about? See the crowd that can hide you. Somebody will touch you the way the press are. He said, Peter, this is not the ordinary touch. This is a special touch.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At that very moment, the woman brought up courage and came to Jesus. He said, Master, it was that touch. Hallelujah. If you will reach out and touch the Lord, you will receive what this woman received. Because God is not a respecter of
man.
What he has done for others, he will do for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know.
Amen.
We are serving a mighty God.
Amen.
We are serving a wonderful God.
Amen.
He said, God, whose ears are open to hear the cry of the suffering humanity. If the world today can believe this book, there will be no more trouble, no pains. I mean, Jesus himself said, before he went back to heaven, he said, look here, there will be famine, there will be earthquakes, there will be everything, sickness, disease, plagues, and everything, during the day that I'm willing to come. In my coming, all these things will. And this is what he prophesied before he left the scene of time. And now the devil and his cahoots are working so hard that they are spoiling the minds of men not to believe anything of God. A natural man cannot receive the things of God. With your carnal mind, he can't believe. But with you, with me, and with those that have believed God, we believe entire Bible and the word of God.
Amen.
You know what? The Bible says the gospel that we are hearing here today or this morning, you know, our fathers heard it. It was preached to them. But when they heard it, they did not receive it and mix it with faith. So that is why they couldn't have any rest for their life. They couldn't make gain. Because they didn't mix the word with faith. When you receive the word of God, as the centurion man received it, he mixed it with faith and he moved on. He didn't stand there and hammer with Jesus. He took the word of God serious and acted upon it, and there was a miracle.
Amen.
Friends, everything that is written in this Bible is true. The Bible says, let every man be a liar and let God be true. What did he say? I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
I was talking to a friend, and this friend is a preacher, and one day he received a terrible letter from the hospital. He said, her last child has had a cancer and he's going to die. He said, well, I believe the truth of the doctors, But I sat down and thought about it. I said, I will go and consult what is the truth and see what he will tell me. So he went to Christ in his living room, opened the Bible. When he opened the Bible, his eyes fell on Isaiah chapter 53, 4 and 5. He said, that day I took the word of God and I prayed unto God. I said, Lord, this is your word. This is your covenant word. You swear upon your own word.
Amen.
You made a covenant with the children of Israel. You delivered them by the power of your anointing. You saved them. You brought them out from the land of bondage. He said, I'm not going to believe what the daughter is saying to me. That man's scalp has got a cancer. But I believe this way that I'm ready. And I'm putting you on the spot. Jesus, you died for me. You redeemed my and my children. So right now, I believe that my child is not sick. My child is not sick. And I don't believe what the doctor is saying. So I pray. That is what you speak. Speak.
Amen.
Speak boldness to God.
Yes.
When the devil is taunting you and doing havoc against you and your family, you don't go and play like cat and mouse playing together. No! Be bold! Take your stand! Be courageous! Face to face. Speak God's word. Don't talk any word at all. When I received the message about my children, I said no. And then the snow fall. And when I went out to see, there is 3 inches snow on my car. I said, boy, devil, you are busy. You know what I did? I went to the house and I said, Lord, if you can answer prayer of Elijah, and Elijah closed the heaven for 7 years and 3 years, I want to dry up this snow. You know what? That prayer, the sun shines so brightly, and the snow vanishes.
Amen.
Until now, there's no snow.
Amen.
Thank God at his word. And pray the prayer of our sisters, our brothers. Elijah said, hey, heaven, I close you. Don't rain anymore.
Yes.
3 years.
Right. Yes.
Elijah also came. He said, heaven, don't rain. I'm taking authority upon the word of God, and I'm shutting you down for 7 years. Jesus said, what I do, he shall be greater than mine. So he shut the heaven 7 years. And people were fired and suffering. So this man did not eat for 3 days and prayed a prayer and went back with the daughter. He said, daughter, I want to tell my child. The doctor examined him, and there was nothing traced in his blood. No cancer, nothing. Friends, you were granted by God. Do you know that there is a searchlight in your very being? The spirit of a man is a candle of God, search in
right.
So the way we go to the hospital and let them put robots in our body, in our stomach and everything, if you believe God, God has got it. These people learn from God. The mountains learn from God. God gave them the knowledge to do what they are doing. How could you open a person and saw him back? Because when God opened the rib, the side of Adam, and took the rib, he didn't even cut it. And now the doctors have got the knowledge of opening up men and women and look for sickness. If you when I think about all these great men, William Branham and Laura Bell, A.A. Allen, T.L. Osborne, my, these men wanted to seize the supernatural, and what did they do? They shaped themselves inwardly, in a door, in a house, in a room, and they would not come out until God has answered their prayer. Dear Osborne shaped himself in the room. Aaron was not receiving what he wanted to. He said, now I'm not going to preach anymore until I see the supernatural power. Supernatural power.
Amen.
That is what God wants the church.
Amen.
Where are the supernatural miracles? When Aaron went to the room and shut himself, God gave him 10 items. He canceled everything, but there was 2 left. And he said, don't tell no man about this. We are not doing enough. We are not paying the price. We are not seeking God. Because if you are seeking God, it's all what we read about. How could Peter, a man who stood before Christ and before the judge and before men and women, children and boys, and deny Christ and said, I never knew this man before. I've never been his puppet. When he was warming himself around the fire, ordinary fire, the natural fire, fire that cannot burn, fire that cannot quicken, fire that cannot heal, fire that cannot give you energy, a restoration, and power. They asked, you are one of these. He said, no. And little girl said, I saw you with him. In a garden, you went there with him. He said, no. He went as far as to guess. Curses. A man like this, you think God would have washed his hand from him? But see what grace,
amen,
see what love can do. They said, Peter, when Jesus visited him after resurrection, he had a change.
Amen.
What a change in my life. What a change that took place in that fisherman. The man who denied his master. The Bible says he stood up one day, preached one sermon, and upon the sermon that he preached about the name of Jesus, every man repentance. 3,000 men swept their way to the first kingdom.
Amen.
The next time it was a 3,000. 5,000 men. And after that, the very shadow of that man was healing. He didn't pray. When he passed by and the shadow fell upon the sick, he jumped from their wheelchairs. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we said.
Amen.
Oh. Hallelujah, brother.
Amen.
I say, can you? Yes. Hallelujah. This is Peter who denied his master. And now, what Jesus said came to pass, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He gave him the key.
Amen.
Look, listen to what he did. In Acts chapter 9, verses 14 and 15 and all that, the Bible says he was in the job. He was doing God's work, and they sent him a message to come home, because the woman called Dorcas has died. The woman is dead. The woman who looks after the widows and all the poor people has died. And before they bury her, they say, let us call Peter to come and perform the funeral. Peter came, he saw the crowd around this woman's house. And people were crying to him all sorts of abuse. They were showing people what he had done for them. Clothes that they have done for them. And the Bible says they washed her and put her on the bed, and then up until now. And Peter drove all the people away.
Amen.
And went there alone with a body, a dead body in front of her. Why? Because he was there when Jesus raised Jairus' daughter. So he's putting that into action.
Amen.
He's acting his faith upon what he saw Jesus doing. So when he knelt down before the dead body, he said, daughter, arise! He didn't pray. He didn't say, let's sing all together, sing this song, this king. But he knelt down and prayed the power to come down to raise this woman. And when he prayed, the power of God, the supernatural miracle working power from God, from the throne of God, came and touched this dead body that they have watched. And he took her hand and gave it to the people they had seen. Imagine. Who can do that? Only the power of God can do that.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. The Bible says when you come to the presence of God, you must believe that He is there. And he said, reward that to them that journey to God.
Amen.
Amen. Your faith will give you anything that you want. James, he said, let you ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Because he that withers is like the sea, tossing here and there. When you with faith is like that, he pointed it out. He said, don't think that you will receive anything from God if you are in that condition. Have faith. I can tell you so many things before even I can hear this line. A friend that I knew for a long time, I've never seen, came and knocked the door. He said, Larry, I've been here, you are not here. I said, well, now I'm here. You know what he said? He said, brother, God is with us here all the time. All the time.
Amen.
God is good.
Yes.
His goodness is forever. Whatever you want Jesus to do, he will do it for you. Because I've tried him, I've tested him, and I have gone through all the hell. I've gone through all the fire. You know what God told me about David? He said, David said, if I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And I said, how can you fear evil when the Son of God has tasted death and conquered death and destroyed death and took the key of death from Satan?
Amen.
He has conquered death. You are just walking through the shadow. Shadow can do you nothing. Yes.
Hallelujah.
The shadow can do you nothing. So for me, I say, you know, there are some people you are talking to, take care. I laugh at them. The Bible says, be careful for nothing.
Amen.
You know, the way you talk is how you live. You go and visit people anywhere you are going to take care. There is somebody who is taking care of me. Why should I take care? I can't take care of myself. He is taking care of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Begin to talk. The Bible talk.
Amen.
And stop what the world is saying. And you be a conqueror. May God bless you, people. I love you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Let's stand our feet. Now, Brother Carrie's going to come. Isn't God good? Take care. God bless you, brother. The Lord's taking care of you. Amen. You know, the Bible says, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. And we believe God's directing the paths. Isn't that right? Amen. Boy, I just love that. God's taking care of us. How many agrees with that tonight? God is taking care of us. Praise God. That's the truth. I'm telling you, some of us mightn't have been here, but the Lord took care of us. The Lord took care of us. Praise God. Only a couple of 3 weeks, and me and Brother John will be going. Keep us in your prayers as we go. It's big traveling and journeys. Brother John will be preaching on Sunday morning coming. We'll be here again Wednesday night at 7:30. Pray for the services, and the Lord bless each one. God bless you, Brother Larry. I really enjoyed that word tonight. Praise God. You know, I wanted to ask Larry on Wednesday night, and I didn't see him. And you know, when I take a notion to ask Larry, I can't get it out of my head. I end up going to his house. But I rang Ewell, and Ewell, he wasn't well, but he got, Larry's must have about 3 phones, isn't that right, brother? I rang 2 of them, but there was no answer. But Ewell got him on the 3rd one. But God bless you, brother. Brother Gary, come ahead. Well, some song. All right, go on.
Christ. God bless you.
Well, we'll sing a couple of Praise God. We'll sing on that one, God Will Take Care of You. We can sing that, but after, we'll sing it after we sing the hymn we sang this morning, Jesus Is Passing This Way. Amen. Yeah.